WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Fried on Business. I'm trying to control myself, but I absolutely can't do it. We have got the greatest show ever for you. That's right. Give it to me. Give it to me. We have got a great show. We're going to talk about how to maximize your contacts with content marketing expert Espresso CC. Sandy Abbott's here. She's going to give it to you. Then after intermission, the second half of the show, we're going to start off talking about the impact of global warming and climate change on our health and well-being. I think this is a really important thing, but the most important thing is saving for the end. I'm going to talk about how I've been using social media to find a donor for my wife in her kidney disease, in her end-stage renal disease, and I am not going to say that we found the donor, but I am going to say we found a lot of people that are interested in helping. I'll tell you how we did it, why we did it, where we're going, right after I talk to my good friend, Paul White. Put Paul on. Paul, what's happening?
Hey, Jim, I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show this afternoon.
Our show, Paul, our show. You guys are sponsors.
Well, we're happy to be a part of your show, and we're happy we have the opportunity to announce that we have our 2016 CSAM Commercial Outlook Conference coming up. This Wednesday, January 20th, at the Coral Gables Country Club, and we're inviting the business community out to participate. Registration's at 7:30, breakfast at 8, and the program runs from 8:30 to noon. So we invite all the commercial brokerage people to come out, whether attorneys, bankers, investors, or brokers. We invite them to come and hear 7 experts in all the different market fields to talk about what they see ahead in 2016.
Paul, I just got to say, I have made money at these conferences. I love them. They are awesome. You see people you have not seen for years. You reconnect. Anybody in real estate who wants to do deals needs to be here. One more time, Paul, how do they get more info?
Okay, they get more information by going to MiamiDadeCCIM.com.
Okay, but the Jets fans, they can call you on the phone, right? 305, and I'll go slow. 270-0710. That's how you get the man, the myth, the legend, Paul White, on the phone about the new CCIM conferences we're coming up next week. Now, who's your big sponsor there?
Our big sponsor is Total Bank, Daily Business View, and 10X. And 10X is going to be putting on a reception the night before, Tuesday night, January 29th, at Graziano's Restaurant in Coral Gables. And that's for the brokerage community because Auction.com is the former name of 10X. And they're rolling out their new name on Monday, and they're announcing it Tuesday night, Graziano's Restaurant, 5:30 to 7:30. Drinks and hors d'oeuvres on them. It's a free event, but you must register at the same website, MiamiDadeCCIM.com.
I'm going to be there. Lots of cool people are going to be there. We'll be broadcasting a live remote from there, live remote from the event. If you want to see us, if you want to get on the radio with us, go to the event. Again, this is awesome. I make money every year at this event from the people I meet. Paul, one more time, I'm going to give out the phone number, then you're going to give out the website and email. If you want more info, call my good buddy Paul White at, on this for the Jets fans, I'm going to go real slow, 305. 270-0710. And Paul, where do they go online?
And the website is simple, MiamiDadeCCIM.com. 10xfreedom.com.
Hey, Paul, I want to thank you and 10X for being the show's partners on this. I want to thank you so much for supporting us. I can't wait to see you, Frank, Steve, and the rest of the CCIMs at this awesome event.
We'll see you then, Jim.
All right. AC, now play the music. It's all yours, but I think everybody knows by now what I am. I'm just simply a fireball. Take it away.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire.
We go drink, drink, and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes, and light the roof on fire.
Tell them, baby, 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 baby,
I'm on fire.
I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Give it to me. No, man, I had lunch with Larry this week. He is just a rocking dude. He is so solid. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, go see Larry. You want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, all coming with the first service of the Warren Henry Advantage. It means you get dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm burning out, I never am. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins. And Jim Freed, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, community calendar time. You heard Paul talking about 10X and the CCIMs and their big event going on Tuesday night at Graziano's and Wednesday over at the Coral Gables Country Club. Give Paul a call at 305-270-0710 or, well, just go there. Give him a call. It's going to be a great event. I'm not kidding. I make money, meet great people. Also, the 6th Annual Bank and Financial Institution Special Assets Forum on Real Estate, C&I, and SBA Loans. Going to be held in Fort Lauderdale on February 4 and 5. It's the IMN event. If you want more info, go to imn.org/bankersfl16. Make a lot of money at that one, too. I think I make a lot of money everywhere, don't I, Sandy? All right, and a place you're definitely going to make the cash register ring. At the UF Real Estate Trends and Strategies Conference, it's going to be Thursday, February 25th. We're going to broadcast live that day from there. And Friday, February 26th, Hyatt Regency Orlando. Gorgeous facility. I don't care where they hold it. The room is worth the price of admission. The 400 or 500 big deal makers that are going to be in there. You want to network? You want to build your business? That's where you want to go. Now, if I want to network and build my business on the internet, the person I trust is the number one constant contact person here in South Florida. And I venture to bet probably just about anywhere. Sandy Abbott, welcome back, Sandy.
Hello, thanks for having me.
I'm great. Sandy, now, it's after the holidays. You taught everybody how to build a list for the holidays, maximize it. Now they've got this new list. They've been collecting business cards, all kinds of stuff. Now what do they do, and how do they do it?
Well, I've got to give you a plug because you do an awesome job of always building your list. People don't realize how simple it is just to export the Outlook like you do on a regular basis and how much that adds to the list. So I would say keep up the good work with what you've been doing and continue to do the Outlook export at least quarterly.
I do it once a month. Mm-hmm. I collect probably 100 to 200 cards when I'm out there networking every month. And I got to give a plug to Claudia in my office who makes sure my database is up to date. And if she's not there, then my backup is my mom. So now that mom's putting together my contact list and it's getting pretty macho there, I'm like at 5,000 people on just that.
No, you're more.
Okay, but we have to like curate it, right? We got to prune it. There may be a couple doubles and such.
No, right now that's a single number, but what you do need to do, which I do for you, is the bounces. On a regular basis, you should go in and see which emails are not being delivered to and remove that, because that does two things for you. If you're paying for it, obviously it's going to reduce the cost. But the other cool thing is that it's going to make your open rate and click-through rate look so much more sexy.
Oh, and I love looking sexy with social media. You know, my clout score is 63. I can't believe it. I'm up like 2 points in the last month, and we're going to talk about how I did that in the fourth quarter of the show. Now, you're beaming, so you got something to say. Say it, girlfriend.
Well, I just got to say that sitting on this side of the booth, watching you do what you're doing, oh my goodness, this is such an adrenaline rush. And yes, it is a fireball. You should see the visual antics going on.
Well, they can. I got AC and me singing Fireball on YouTube. High five, AC. High five, ACs. Yeah, you can see us having fun because we got good information, but a lot of people don't care. You know, you need the information. We also want to have a little fun here. So, Sandy, now I got my list. I've curated. I've cleaned it. I've got a message to deliver. What do I do?
Well, it's the beginning of the year, and everybody has to start planning for the year. And sometimes we don't do that with email. We just kind of fly by the seat of our pants and figure out, oh, what do I need to send out this month?
No.
So what I would say is, look at what you're going to be doing this year and put together a content calendar, as much for your email as your social. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You could just do it even on a napkin. But figure out what are your important selling times, the times that you really need to be out there with a message, and plan to be there in advance of the message, and then whatever you need to do for post. So if you know you're going to be doing a trade show or you're having a special sales cycle that's coming up, make sure you plan those messages on email and social, because what happens is sometimes on social we're very good about sharing things, but when it comes to promotional stuff, we get to it late in the cycle.
Yeah, and what I'm just learning, and we'll talk about this again in the fourth quarter, is Facebook ads. I found out it costs about $100 to get a good live lead for what I'm looking for. We'll talk about that. A kidney. And I spent about $1,000, got 10 good leads. So you have to plan. And I got to say is that I plan my social media calendar regularly. I've got a weekly plan, and I've got something that always ties in to our content marketing. And then there's a social component with that, too, that you can program. I love constant contact. Hashtag.
Well, yes, you can plan that. And with you, you have a lot of content that you are able to recycle. So when you go through the trouble of creating content, don't just use it once. Use it in your email, in your blog, in your social, and bring it up again. If it's evergreen information, you can share it throughout the year, not just once.
Oh, my gosh. I just pound away on all my content and the good stuff that I really do that. But what I really love about the email that you and High Five to Ashley put together is that you take this week's show and the content, and then you go, oh, hey, if you missed it, here, check this out at the bottom. So everything gets hammered twice. So you're right. And I've got to tell you, Sandy, I get compliments all the time on how that email looks. And it works for me. It works for me. Everybody says, oh, there's Jim Fried. I got your email, Jim. And I'm sometimes sitting out in the middle of an event or right here before the show and bing, there it is. In fact, I always use the email blast to do the rundown on the show. And it always arrives right on time thanks to the best email content marketing person I know. That's you. Now, Sandy, we've only got a minute left in this segment. People may not be here next time. So especially for the Jets fans, go slow. How do people find you?
They can find me online at ExpressoCC, and that's ExpressoCC.com. And I'm the same on Twitter, ExpressoCC.
All right. Well, listen, Sandy and I have had a bunch of good positive energy vibes here in the first quarter. We're going to come back and make it even more positive and have even better information in the second. So hang out. And if the guy cuts you off in traffic, that's their problem, not yours. AC, why don't you take it away?
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Right, like Farrell said, don't hold back. Give me all you got. You know who else gives you all they got? It's U Health. You know, as a high-powered business executive, I demand the best for my health. And with U Health's executive physical, that's what I get. You could have it too. You know, from the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge that's going to guide you through the visit. And they're going to get you a customized preventive health care plan. It's going to keep you feeling your best every day. For more follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical call, and I'll go slow for the Jets fans, 305-243-2738.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Yeah, I went over to Warren Henry yesterday for lunch. Had lunch with Larry. The cars there are so awesome, but more than that, it's the people. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and we know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, that's my favorite part, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com. today.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. I was telling Sandy how I'm a perfectionist, because the lighting stinks in here. So when you look at my YouTube videos, it looks like I'm electrified. So we'll have to take care of that when we go to the new studio in about a month. Right on. Okay, now, Sandy, we're back with Sandy. Sandy Abbott, she is the queen of content marketing. She helps me look good and reach everybody I know all the time. Now, Sandy, how do you make sure your email list is clean? We were talking about that a little bit. You got to curate that. You got a good clean list. Now I got my list. I got my messages teed up. What do I do next to be effective?
Well, I think sometimes people miss out the opportunity to sell in their emails. It is good to have a soft sale and to be able to give value, but you have to be very clear about what your call to action is and be very upfront about it.
Yeah, you know, my call to action is easy. Hey, listen to my radio show. We're going to have fun and maybe you'll learn something. So I'm not really asking somebody to come into my store and write a check, but I guess there's all kinds of things you can do. Now, is there a way to do it and target it from a proximity basis for like a store or a restaurant to get the neighborhood?
Now you're talking social media.
Okay.
Yeah. But as far as email marketing, we're talking about putting the call to action in there. And in your case, yeah, you want them to listen to the show. You've got to know going into it, not only what are the important times for you to sell, when you need to be there, what the message needs to be month to month, mm-hmm. but also what it is you want out of it. Not just to say, okay, I've got to do email marketing. What do I want to get out of this? Do I want more sales? Do I want the phone to ring?
I have a good question. You could tell because I was getting all like anxious and going, hey, I got a question over here. I use my content marketing for only one thing. It is pure. It has never been used for anything else. But I have a big thing going on in my life that I know my network likes to keep up on, and most of them don't follow Twitter or Facebook. So if I wanted to put a different message out on my content marketing, would that help, hurt, or be neutral?
I think so long as it's part of your brand, you can do that. And in your case, you're already going to be creating content around what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
So you're just going to share what you've already created. Sometimes people have PR firms and they get really good coverage and they get all excited about that. But what they miss is the opportunity to toot their own horn and take that PR that they got and share it on social media, put it on an email. I'm just doing that for a client right now that got a great write-up about what they're doing with FIU students and giving out scholarships.
Ooh.
Kiwanis Club of Little Havana.
High five to them. That's your big client, Coyote Show. Hey, AC, you know what to do. Thank you. He just wasn't prepped. I didn't have him prepped for that. You know, good stuff. The spontaneity is really well practiced. So, Sandy, so the Kiwanis Club has given out some great scholarships, and we want to get the word out on that. I guess we just did.
Yeah.
So. And
well, they got great news coverage on it, and we're sharing it with their network. So the network knows that when they are helping the Kiwanis Club do all these things, this is what's coming out of it. So as long as the message is still on point with what your brand is, and this is part of your brand because you've talked about this before, then you're fine to share it. People want to hear stuff like that.
I want you to bring in the Kiwanis Club, and we should talk about how they utilize you to do the biggest street party in the stinking country. You know, you do a great job, Sandy. You know, I don't want to say I take you and Ashley for granted, because I don't.
I know you don't.
As I don't. You guys are artists. See, that's the really important thing to me, is getting a team together that has a similar perspective, a similar goal, a similar vibe as I do. And that's why I love working with you and Ashley. You're always on time. You're always professional. You're always Warren Henry. I just had to say that. So, Sandy, what's another good tip you can give the listeners? Oh, my God. They should see you. You're, like, beaming.
Well, I got
the newspaper.
I
got
to give a good tip. You've got to advertise with Jim Fried, because I was just telling you that I got a new client recently, and I asked them how they met me, and it was on the radio.
I didn't really fish for that, but now I'm truly blushing. You see, even the red parts now, I'm so red. But yes, thank you so much, Sandy. You know, we're hearing that more and more. I don't really toot my own horn. If somebody'd like to get involved, they can always reach out to me and email me at you email me, Jim at Freedom Business. Yeah, that's me, Jim Fried at Freedom. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. You just gave me a big plug, and I'm really just diluting it, aren't I? Jim at Fried on Business if you want to advertise and get success like Sandy, because Sandy's reaching my network, and that's what it's all about. It's all about tying it all together and creating an ecosystem for success.
That's it.
So, you know, we have the radio show. That's our content. But I use the radio show and the content marketing to get a message out. The message is, hey, come have fun and maybe you'll learn something. I mean, for goodness sakes, who doesn't want to know about the impact of climate change on your health and wellness of not only us, but our kids and our community because of all this stuff? And we're going to be talking to the UHealth people about that right after the half hour. It's going to be great. Why? Because I'm going to make sure.
Well, now, you do have a lot of content, which is awesome. That's a fantastic way to get your message out.
Now, I know who that is. Sharon, I'm on the air. Sharon, call me later. Sharon Dresser, probably the best retail leasing high-end broker in South Florida. Sharon Dresser, High Street Retail. She's awesome. So I'll call you back, Sharon. Now, we got up. What's going on back there? What's going on back there, AC? How much time do I have left? Okay, and Larry's on the other line? He wants to talk to us now? Okay, good. He'll come on in five then. Now, Larry's the UHealth doctor. You're just breaking my chops there, AC. Now, Sandy, how can we get the message out more effectively with Freedom Business? I do a lot of stuff. What's another little twisty trick that I can use?
For your email marketing?
Yeah.
Well, the latest twisty trick was twisty. I said that all wrong. I don't know.
No, that's the way I said it. Twisty trick. I just made that up on the spot because I'm me.
Was the in case you missed it. Another thing that we can look at is
that is great. That's I just mentioned how great that
right.
was.
We can do highlights. So you can do best of show. And that would be a good roundup that you can do of content. And it would be kind of fun to do one of your little videos on one of the emails.
Oh, hot. Can I say damn? I just did, didn't I? Hot damn. I can't wait to do that. Hey, maybe we'll do the one where it's me and AC doing Fireball. You can't really hear it that good. We may have to redo it, AC. Got to come in here, pipe it up real hot. I think that's maybe what we're going to do. We're going to give some behind the scenes stuff is what people want, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what social is all about. And social and email work together.
Something wait till they see you, AC. Oh, they're going to crack up. You really exist. Sorry, Cindy. I keep cutting you off.
No, that's okay.
Do that.
One of my clients that we had a lot of fun was they brought their team together and did a holiday greeting, and it wasn't just like happy holidays. They actually did a song with the hats and the whole thing, and that was really a lot of fun.
Deck the halls! Oh my God, that would be so much fun.
So instead of doing a regular holiday greeting, they had a video that they put together, and in an email. You just send a screenshot, and that's the way that you can put the video in. You can put it on Vimeo, on YouTube,
yeah, but they
click
smile.
Through it.
They smile. All I want to do is make people smile when they hear from Jim Fried. When they hear the name Jim Fried, I want them to smile. Have a good time. Say, hey, that guy does good stuff for our community. That's all I want. So, that's brand building. High five to Brewster Kell for that.
So behind the scenes video and best of show. You can share the highlights of the last month.
Okay, so what we're going to do then is, and it's on me, and I'm sorry, but I'm going up and down, but I'm having a little Gatorade because I'm getting a little coffee, a little radio cottonmouth.
Is it in you?
It's in me. It's in me, and I'm going to do it, too. I'm going to do it. It's in me. It comes out. I rock the world, don't I? All right. So now we've only got, I've spent all your time, Sandy, so we're going to say again, how do people find you if they want to rock the world, communicate with their friends and their contacts, make money from your iPad or iPhone or your contacts? You want to monetize your phone and your contacts? This is how to do it. And go slow for the Jetsmans out there.
You can reach me on my website at expressocc.com.
She plays along.
And you can email me at Sandy, S-A-N-D-I, at expressocc.com.
And believe me, you and Ashley, your teammate, rock the world. You make me look good to all my followers, to all my contacts, to all of whatever they call them on all the different platforms, all my peeps, right? Is that what we call them in the world there? All of my friends. And I want to thank you, Sandy, for helping me keep in touch with the people that mean the world to me. Sandy, bless you for all that you do for the show, all your help in making us great. Thank you so much. And thanks for the plug that you got business from being on the show. I appreciate that too. AC, we'll be back after this. Sandy, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Back after this, we're going to talk to UHealth about the changes in our climate and the impact on you. Back after this.
giving Sandy the high five. That's what took so long. Whenever we play war music, it's because there's love happening here in the studio. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I just love saying this stuff because I mean it. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Oh, gosh, red cap service, a personal assistant that you can call for anything for any time for 4 years. But this is the important part. They treat you like family, like gold. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always, you got it, Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. AC is pointed at me, which means we've turned the corner. It's now the second half. Remember to stick with us for the fourth quarter. I'm going to talk about the impact of social media and how it's helping me find a kidney transplant for my wife. We're going to have that done at U Health. So, hey, U Health, that's the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. It includes Plantation. It's over in Naples, too. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they talk to each other? Do they cross-reference your symptoms and medication to make sure your care is second to none? At U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community and also cutting-edge thought leaders. You better stay tuned because we got some great stuff coming up about climate change and the impact to you. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. You know, it includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for now a 12th year in a row. It also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You can learn more about UHealth at the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice.
All right, when he feels nice like sugar and spice, we come back, and we are back. We are here with Dr. Larry Kalkstein. He's an, I can't pronounce it, I'm not even going to try. He specializes in the impact of weather on human beings. He's been conducting research for over 35 years, so I guess he has a perspective. And he's the lead researcher on a number of projects dealing with the development and implementation of heat and health warning systems for major cities worldwide. He does great work at the University of Miami's prestigious Department of Public Health. Dr. Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I know we're not heading to be Beijing here because we got great trade winds that keep us kind of clean. But what's going to happen as the planet heats up, Dr. Larry?
Well, you know, it's uncertain. It depends on how it heats up, Jim. One way is that every day gets a little bit warmer. But the other way is that the variability of the weather is going to be greater, which means that maybe the weather will stay the same most of the time, but the very hot days will just get hotter. And if that happens, there could be some major consequences that are very different than if it just heats up a little bit every day.
Tell me more.
Well, for example, let's take some of these vector-borne diseases that we're talking about, some of these mosquito-borne diseases like dengue fever and so on. If each day warms up a little bit, that'll mean that the breeding season of these mosquitoes will be longer, and generally they will populate more. But if, in fact, just the highest temperatures go up on very hot days and the other days stay the same, that may actually kill some of these mosquitoes because they really don't like extreme heat. So that's one of the problems here. It's hard to predict exactly how these diseases are going to spread if the climate warms.
Now, what are some of the other impacts? I live on the Bay. I can virtually see it at this point. I've lived there for 20 years, and 20 years ago, the footings on the Bay bridges didn't really go underwater that much, even at the king tide with high winds. Now, shoot, three, four times a month, they're freaking underwater.
Well, we have to be careful here, too, because, of course, there have been some small rises in sea level. A lot of times what you think is a rise in sea level is erosion. And so we don't have to worry. You're not going to be underwater anytime soon, I don't believe. But on the other hand, you know, if things go according to the way the models say, you know, in 50 to 100 years, sea level could rise to a degree that Miami Beach would be threatened with floods much more frequently than it is now. And we would have to do something offshore to make sure that that didn't happen. But there are all kinds of things that are happening or could happen if the climate changes the way they say. For example, agricultural belts could shift. You know, imagine the Corn Belt being in Canada instead of the United States. These are the kinds of things that might be unexpected. Imagine during heat waves having hundreds or maybe thousands of people dying, while today we don't have that many. All of these are possibilities. But again, this is the problem when you have something like this. Do you develop policy when you're so uncertain as to whether or not the problem is going to be real or how real it's going to be? It's hard to do.
Well, you know, I know that you advise the White House. What do you tell them?
Well, I don't want you to think I've advised Obama or done that personally. I have. When back in the day, when Al Gore was much more popular, we did write some speeches for him. But basically, what we tell them is that we think that we need to prepare for the uncertainty that's going to come. That is, some people say we should do nothing until we're more certain about climate change. Bide our time and, you know, let's really wait. Maybe there's really nothing going on. Other people say that we should do some draconian things right now because, after all, if we don't raise gas by a dollar a gallon and put fuel taxes on to lessen consumption, we're going to burn up.
Oh, wait, you used the word.
When it comes to this, I think we can give lots of incentives to industry and business to keep them cleaner, give incentives to people to switch to, let's say, solar heating and so on. That's the way I figure it should go.
Well, it sounds really interesting, you know. Put your futurist hat on for just a second. It got a little warmer. The mosquito ponding is coming now because we got all this ponding with all the extra rain and such. We've got these heavy hurricanes now. What is something that the average person can just do to protect themselves, I guess, on a daily basis from some of these impacts?
Well, some of these viruses are moving worldwide. And we're not so sure it's due to global warming. Part of it is due to the fact that we can travel so easily from place to place. So someone who has one of these vector-borne diseases can come to Miami, for example, and if a mosquito bites them and then bites you or me, it's possible that the disease can be transmitted. I would say, first of all, not to panic. Just, you know, after all, we are told we should try to prevent mosquito bites. We're supposed to put something on us, long sleeves if we can, or some protectant on us to keep mosquitoes from biting us. I would not change much at this time. I trust the public health system of the United States to think that we're suddenly not going to be overrun with Zika fever or chikungunya, the new disease that we're talking about, or dengue fever. I just don't think that's going to happen, particularly if we continue to keep our eye on it. And, of course, the CDC and health organizations and public health organizations around the world are. But one last thing about this. You know, Miami is kind of a gateway for a lot of these things. I mean, we have lots of travelers from the islands, tropical countries, and so on. And so they always keep a closer eye on Miami than any other places. That's not to say someone couldn't fly to Chicago with a disease of this kind, but everyone has their antenna up. So I would not alarm listeners into thinking that these mosquitoes are suddenly going to cause spread of these many diseases very rapidly.
Now, one last thing. We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I read your intro more carefully, and I think I can say bioclimatologist. It just looked really big and really big and scary with all the eyes and stuff in there when I was trying to read it real fast. Now, what do you tell the doctors of tomorrow about this? You train them. You talk to them. We've only got a couple minutes left. So what would you tell a young resident today who is going to be alive 50 years from now and have to deal with this stuff?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to say that I'm glad that as a – I am not a, a medical doctor. I am a bioclimatologist, and I am the only such person in any medical school in the country. So the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine deserves credit to recognize that we need bioclimatology in our discipline. And I would say that what I would do if I were advising people who are doing medical research – that they should look into our field as well, because doctors, medical doctors, don't know much about weather and climate, and the fact that climate variability is more important than just the warming of the temperature, the thing that I told you at the beginning of the segment. We need to know whether we're going to have a much more variable climate or if it's just going to be smooth. Most medical doctors wouldn't know this. I think the advice I would give them in terms of understanding the climate impact on health and diseases, whether it be heat, the impact of pollution, and the impact on diseases, is to read more of the literature in our field, and that more medical schools should hire people in the climate field so they can collaborate with the medical people. Because quite honestly, I'm not a medical person, and I need their help just like they need mine.
Well, again, you drive us right to what we say about UHealth, that it's collaborative care. And I must say, is high five to Dean Goldschmidt for bringing you to the campus and giving you the impact here that you have, because we need that here in Miami, of all places. Of course we need this.
Well, I'm happy to be here. You know, usually we reside in meteorology programs or geography departments. It's opened up a whole new world to me, and I think we're really moving ahead on many of these fronts because a lot of my colleagues are very appreciative of this kind of work.
Dr. Kalkstein, I hope I'm getting that right, but Larry?
Close enough, Jim.
Thanks, right? As I could be hit by a meteor. I'm close enough. Larry, thank you so much for bringing your unique perspective, and I want updates from you on a regular basis. I hope you'll come back.
It would be my pleasure. It's good talking to you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks for letting our audience hear what you had to say. It's great stuff. AC, it's my pleasure, Doc. AC, we'll be back after this. I'm going to talk social media and how I'm using it to impact my life and change the world. We'll be back after this, and I'm not even kidding. All right, for all you guys and gals that couldn't figure it out, we just did weather, so now I'm playing the breeze. Hey, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. I try to do it on every show. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this. That's why they always give their customers more. When I leased, every time I leased my Infinities, I got so many of them at this point, I knew I was getting the best price each time because these guys guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, even if you buy one of their used cars, pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional and, I'll say, personal service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Give me some more of that music.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. This is the important part of the show where I talk about what you got to do to protect our future. Go to lawrencekids.org. Learn what the signs are. 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education. Learn to know what the signs are. Learn to get your relationship built with your child so that you're their safe person and they'll talk to you. Remember, go to lawrencekids.org. Protect our kids.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, AC has given me the finger, and that means I'm back on the air. And
not this, that finger.
I know. You give me the index finger. Come on, man. Now, the most important thing that's going on in my life today is my wife and her search for a kidney transplant. And let me tell you, social media is helping me be successful. Oh, my God. I just got to think about this. It's just absolutely amazing. So I realized during the holidays for the first time, yeah, I'm slow, but I'm not that dumb, that people might be oriented towards doing something nice around Christmas. So I started spending money on Facebook ads. And I found out that my metric is $100 in Facebook ads, appropriately targeted, generates one legitimate lead for a kidney transplant. That's the easy part, you'd think. The hard part is that all these leads I've been generating, most of them haven't qualified. Somebody has, they had a damaged kidney, or they are pre-diabetic. I mean, one woman is a freaking marathoner, gets up at 5 in the morning, but she's pre-diabetic. So in that case, our test helped save that person's life, thank God. So another person in Orlando, my friend from elementary school in fourth grade, we were in the school store together, you know, selling erasers and pencils to kids. Well, he put it on his Facebook page, and one of his friends, Facebook friends, a person he doesn't even really know, all the way in Orlando, she wanted to donate. She was diabetic. So then I switched a little bit of the targeting, made it just Dade County, made it people that are spiritual, and oh my goodness, then I did it on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I said, hey, want to start the new year off right? I got another 4 or 5 people. Again, none of them were qualified because it's not that easy. You basically almost have to be perfect. Did it on LinkedIn. I couldn't believe it. People from all over the country were sharing the story. My social media metrics went through the roof. Why? Because of the positive energy encapsulated in the power of my wife's story. It's the most amazing, pure content there is. My God, I look electric here on the. It's just this lighting stinks. I got to get better lighting in here. But the lighting doesn't matter. It matters is the message. And the message is that if you need something and you are true and you don't stop believing, everything's going to be okay. So I started getting in so many leads that they started doubling up on each other. I couldn't believe it. I got a lead from here, a lead from there. Again, though, nobody was qualified. And in the beginning, you're feeling great because you're getting all these leads. But then you start to get disappointed. It ain't that great because not all the leads are working out. And then God's hand
a miracle happened. I said, what if I change it up? What if I put out one of these Twitter blasts and things that I do at like 2 or 3 in the morning? Maybe somebody that's not really sleeping that well is going to get up and start grazing, and maybe they're a spiritual or positive person. Maybe their eye will be caught by the beautiful positive energy that my wife's picture puts out. And where did I take that picture? I took that picture when we went to Gainesville to go and get tested up at Shands and get in their program, but my wife didn't have enough energy. She couldn't make it out of the hotel that night. That was just her pure desire and love. And I saw that picture and I had to have it. And that is our picture. And that's what we base our appeal on. And I must tell you that somebody from out of state saw it. And God, I got to just say, we're here at this. They got all the religious studios thing.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So I'm going to just say it. God's hand made that woman reach out. And she did. And I spoke to her for the first time today. What a beautiful person. Got to stay anonymous. We're not going to talk about who this person is. But her spirit is amazing. And see, God made her the perfect donor. She's O positive. That means that she could give to pretty much anybody. But she decided to work with my wife. Somehow they became soulmates out there in the hinterlands. God put them together. And so social media reached Mr. Big himself. And so I want to just say, if you need something and you put it out there in the pure and righteous way, you don't know where it's going to come from, but it's going to get there. AC, how much more time do I have? Oh, man, I could go on forever. I want to just send blessings out to the people that have been offering to donate. Their spirits are pure, and even though they're not necessarily able to give physically, the spiritual stuff that they've given to us, my gosh, there's just no way you pay the price. And the young lady who's standing up tall, for her, I can only say there's a special place here on earth and in the world, the spiritual world, for her and her soul. And God bless her. God bless America. I just had to say that, you know. I got to go now. I know, AC. Just come on. You got to let me roll. I know. I'm trying to keep it together here. Okay, I'm keeping it together. I just got to go by script because I'm going to lose it otherwise. I want to thank our sponsors, UHealth, Kind Snacks, CCIM, and 10X, Warren Henry, the Miami Marlins, the Miami Dolphins, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Early Shares, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, the NFL Alumni Association, Lawrence Kids, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Bergstrom Center, Engineered Tax Services, the Gonzalez Family Office, and the young lady who's going to help my wife. Oh, gosh, how am I going to do this? I want to thank all of our listeners. My goodness, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know about this. Thank you. Go to our Facebook page. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. You'll see this on YouTube. The website, the hits keep on coming. Join us there. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on the website. www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for me in the community at these events with 10X and CCIM all next week. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on the webpage. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. I'll be on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I think by now you can tell I love this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. AC, it's yours. I'm out of here.
Do you have salespeople that can't close the sale, refuse to make those extra calls, and never hit their quotas? If you own or manage a company that depends on sales, pay attention to this offer. Look, the reason your salespeople don't close deals and don't make those extra calls and can't hit their quotas is not what you think. I want to provide you with free access to my online sales tool that will coach your people in real time how to handle